The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're on location in Devonshire Mall, if you happen to hear a bunch of noise in the background. A bunch of crazy shoppers over here.
Lippo and I are shopping today.
Yeah, another... Not a, what do you call it? A bro date? What is that called?
Bromance. I don't know what it's called. What is it called?
There's a name for
guys going out and shopping.
Shopping.
Well, I'd like to know what that is.
Because you've done it a million times.
We'll take caller number five.
Or shopper number five.
Hey,
how about you, sir? Come on over here and talk to us.
Shopper number five, come to register three.
How you doing, Big JD?
I'm doing all right, you know.
No, I don't. If I knew, I would not.
I think I'm always doing okay.
Are you?
Yeah, well, pretty
I've
much.
Seen you. I've seen you in some
see
low
me down?
Points.
Have you? What was the worst one?
The worst? You know, I don't try to quantitate, but, you know, we all have issues that come across our path in life.
Yeah, of course.
And we persevere, and life gives us second chances. Ho, ho.
Whoa, segue right into today's show.
Topic. Do we want to talk about that already?
Oh, no.
Leave him hanging.
So I did feel crappy the other day.
Oh, see,
yeah, my stomach was bothering me, and I just my neck and my shoulder. I think I was fighting something off. I don't know what happened. And I came home, had some apple cider vinegar in room temperature water. I drank that and I felt better. And then, you know, did some other things to try and get rid of some, you know, ibuprofen and stuff like that to try and get rid of some muscle ache and pain.
Wow. So you probably did have some kind of virus, I'm guessing.
It was coming on over like a few days or something like that, but it never got any worse than that. And that was the high point or low point, as it may have been. And
maximum low point.
I like that. Maximum low point. Is that from anything, or did you just make that up now?
I just made it up, and I am going to copyright that as soon as we're done recording.
Oh, I was going to steal that.
Yeah, I know. That's what you do.
What's going on with you? I know you're jamming today. Are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm lucky enough to be going over to my bandmate's house. Not that I have a band or anything, but yeah.
What's going on with band right now? Anything?
We need a drummer.
Well, why didn't you ask me?
All right, here we are. I'm going to ask you right now, Big JD, will you drum for us?
I can only beatbox.
Well, that's what we want. We want someone to play the box, otherwise known as the cajon.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah, no, see.
I could probably do that, but...
but no, your back will hurt being bent.
Oh,
over.
Yeah, I can't sit on it. It has to be on a stand. They make a cajon stand?
Well, you know what they do make is kicks for like kick pedals for cajons. So you only have to play the snare part, which is the closest part to the top there.
Right.
And then if you want to hit the kick, you push your foot down and it hits the middle lower area.
Well, that's kind of neat. Does anybody use maybe you set up a hi-hat with that kick and get a it's out of it?
You could.
And with a tambourine on it?
Well, our old cajon player would put foot tambourines on each foot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and those would be where the hi-hats would be.
And was that your old drummer that did the cajon, right? Or no?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So might you guys get something going? Like, who's going to drum today? Anybody?
No, we're just making acoustic? Sure that we... Yeah, we're just doing acoustic.
And, okay, nice.
You know, just try to keep...
The chops keep up.
Keep the chops up, not get rusty, and maybe learn a new tune or two.
Ooh. Anything special in mind?
Well, we went and saw the a friend of ours is in a Elton John tribute band out of LA, right. Mm-hmm. And they played in Mount Clemens, and they did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and that's always been a favorite of mine. In fact, when I was a teenager, that song was on CLW, the Elton John version of it. You know, I'm not even sure if I was even aware at that time that the Beatles had done that song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, there's a lot of tunes that you hear when you're young that you don't realize the origin of them. But, you know, there's a lot of, oftentimes there's songs written, recorded by somebody, but someone else makes it a lot more popular.
What album was that on by his? Was it on Yellow Brick Road? No.
No.
Something old? Older?
Something older. I want to say it's just the one before that.
Okay.
Not Caribou, but...
I don't really know all his albums very well, but...
Well, I was into him back in those days when he was kind of... He was original, and yet he had a rock sensibility to him, I felt. But then he turned in, you know, he got older and started appealing to a different crowd, I think.
Yeah, I had some old records of his way back, but...
So, yeah, I'm learning that right now, Lucy in the Sky, otherwise known as LSD.
Mm-hmm. And, so you're doing LSD
at Dan's place. You want to come?
No, it sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
With the pain that I've been through the last few days. No, I'm doing pretty good today, but
glad to hear that.
So what are we talking about on the show today?
This week, we are talking about second chances.
Oh.
Yeah, whether they're...
deserved or not.
whether they're deserved or not. Or just sometimes you make your own second chances.
No, that's like, true.
You know, you can screw up with something your whole life, maybe even. And then you hit bottom. And then oftentimes a lot of people rebound. And the next thing you know, they're back on the path.
You just get your own second chance.
Right.
But we will talk about reasons to give someone a second chance on the show today, ways to get a second chance in life, and we have some second chance quotes. But right now...
we're going to play some music, and this is another dude that I was into, probably around the same time I was into Elton John. I got turned on to Ian Hunter, who was in the band Mott the Hoople, and he came out with a solo album called Shades, I believe is what it was. Not positive about that. But anyway, he wrote a tune that was eventually copied, just like we were talking about with the Beatles tune, Elton John. This is Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Cry.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Big J.D. Lippo in the Morning. When I saw that you were playing this song today, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, I thought it might have been the one by... Who's the other band that does a song?
The band that burned down the bar.
The song. Yeah, yeah. Great White?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Were you testing me, or did you
slip your mind?
Okay.
No, I slipped my mind.
It's the band that burned down the bar. That's your first, what do you call those things that you get?
The hint.
Are you testing me again?
No, I'm not testing you.
A hint, right. Yeah, that's right.
That's horrible. That's what I think of, you know, when I think, oh, the band that popularized Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Oh, yeah, they had that horrible incident where they...
And somebody died, too, in the band, no?
Yeah, the guitar player. Like, wow. It was not one of the original guys, but it was the guy who replaced the original guy, and yeah.
Oh, then it doesn't matter. They can still get back together with the original people. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, that was a horrible ordeal. But anyway, back to Second Chances. We're talking about them today on the show. When we first brought up the idea of Second Chances, I think what you had in mind was people giving second chances. You know, you screwed up, or you screwed around on me, or you let me down, whether, you know, someone in your life personally, or maybe even a celebrity or a political figure, you know, you're giving somebody a second chance. Is that true or not?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It was kind of, I mean, but I have an author coming on the show for a You Talking to Me interview, and her name is Kimberly Love, and she wrote a book entitled You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine, and it's about second chances of sorts. And so, yeah, that'll be coming up a little later on the show. Pretty cool topic idea, second chances. And I think this is one of those rare topics that we've not done before.
Right, exactly. And I think there's probably a few like this that are relatively substantial, and a lot of people can relate to the concept of a second chance. Have you ever been given a second chance, Big JD?
Have I ever been given a second chance?
Where you notice, like, oh, you know, I really crossed the line with that person, or I really let that person down, and yet they're giving me a second chance.
Yeah, I guess I'd probably have to. Yeah, probably with everybody.
That's not true. I don't think I had to give you a second chance.
Oh, no, not you, but I mean chicks.
Oh, I see. Those kind of relationships. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think, like guys' relationship with other guys, that you have a falling out and maybe... reconnect somehow? Is that...
Sure, yeah.
Is that like what you were kind of thinking, maybe, or no?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Maybe with my drummer, Dave, from Wicked Angel. Not so much a falling out, really, but a parting of ways, maybe, kind of thing. Yeah. And, you know, I probably wasn't the easiest to get along with anyways. You know, we were basically married for 12 years, whatever it was. And, you know, eventually he wanted to do his own thing, you know, and that was cool. We were kind of tired of fighting what we were doing as it was. Then, you know, we reconnected a few times here and there, and, you know, it was nice, but he was living in BC, you know, and he'd come down here and visit, and we'd hang out a little bit and stuff. And he's back here now, and, you know, we've been hanging out a lot more, and it's been cool. And that's kind of a second chance, I'd say. We were jamming a little and recording some stuff, and new Wicked Angel CD kind of in the works, so... That's a second chance.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. It's not necessarily you giving him a second chance or him giving you a second. It's just you're getting a second chance at rekindling a relationship that kind of deteriorated just because of the circumstances.
Yeah, pretty much.
Of the rock and roll,
I guess,
whatever
if anybody's getting a second chance out of it, I'd say it was me, though.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You know, how about you with like a guy, maybe a friend? Not because relationships is always like, I think there's always like people go through second chances and three, four, five chances.
Yeah, exactly. Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
No childhood friend you had a falling out with and then reconnected or anything?
No, not that I can think of. Like I said, but
bandmates reconnect with a bandmate, start a band again. No.
Well, I'd like to. we've been given the opportunity. There was a drummer we had, and he has been in several bands with his brother since he parted ways with us a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I think him or his brother got word that we were on the lookout for somebody. So okay, yeah, they reached out to us, and I think when he reached out, Dan wasn't really ready to accept the reality that our initial drummer isn't around anymore. He's not available.
Well, he was with you guys for a long time too, right?
Francis was with us for 2000, I want to say, so 19 years.
That's a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bunch of time. A lot of tunes we know that we have to teach somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't imagine doing that with original material like you have, like just to teach people how to arrangements and stuff like that.
Yeah, it can get crazy at times, you know, especially when it's somebody new and you got like, you know, an hour and a half of material and whatnot. It can get pretty crazy. Speaking of music.
Yeah.
You've got a chance. Bad Religion on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. This week we are talking about second chances. There was an article that Big JD sent me a link for, and it's titled Four Reasons to Give Someone a Second Chance. And in it, it's interesting how the concept of second chances is really related. It's almost religious in nature because it's ingrained into us as kids and how society looks upon forgiveness and the giving of second chances. In certain parts of the world, you do something wrong and you're done. Like that's you've been cast away, and there's this evil that is attached to you, and there's no getting out of it. So it's kind of interesting that this idea of second chances is not necessarily universal. It's kind of selective as to where you can find a second chance. And you see that sometimes when, you know, political prisoners get locked away and then they're just done. You know, never see them again, or you get caught with drugs in some Islamic country. You're done again. There's no second chances. You're pretty much doomed.
Yeah. Chances are those people have had second chances at some point.
Yes. Or they got lucky at some point and something went their way and then it didn't, basically.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about these four reasons to give someone a second chance. Number one, the factor of subjective well-being. You feel happier when you forgive someone else. Apparently, according to this and some study that they kind of refer to in here, which we won't get into, that being magnanimous pays off in terms of your own emotional benefits.
Yeah, I think that's true. Absolutely.
Are you magnanimous?
I try to be on a daily basis. You know, I believe that as we get older, you start thinking about these things more often.
Oh, I think about being magnanimous all day long, every day.
Well, I don't necessarily think in terms of being magnanimous, but doing something that is going to affect somebody positively, whether it's you just saying a couple words like, oh, that's okay, don't worry about it, or, you know, doing something on a little larger scale.
Even saying hi to somebody.
Even saying hi to somebody, yeah.
Especially someone you don't know.
Right, yeah. It's interesting how just that little bit of positivity sent someone's way can affect the next couple of minutes of someone else's life, and then those couple of minutes can affect the rest of the day, and then who knows how far that goes.
I explained it all to him, too. Hey, how you doing? I don't know you, but I'm just trying to be magnanimous, so, you know, I thought it might pay off, and have a great day.
And today's word is
magnanimous. And down comes the chicken. Who was that show?
It was the Groucho Marx show.
Yeah, yeah. It was a name for it, though. What's my...
Oh, you're thinking of What's My Line?
No. Well, there's a name for his show, though, that Groucho Marx show. What? What's My Line? No.
No.
Whose line is it anyway? Something like that. There was a show name.
Well, I think you're thinking of a show he was on. That was like that, like, who am I, what do I do, kind of thing. But he also had his own show, didn't he?
Well, maybe, but I'm thinking of the game show, though, where he hosted.
Oh, You Bet Your Life.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's pretty neat. So speaking of, you know, second chances, two times.
You are speaking in terms of music now.
I am.
Why don't we listen to something that has something to do with that? How about The Doors? Love Me Two Times.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two time, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, I'm gone away.
me one time. Could not speak. Cry me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, baby.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We were just talking about a article about why you should give people a second chance.
Oh, yeah. What's number two on the list?
It's people can change. Additional research on why you should give someone a second chance focuses on the idea that personality isn't set in stone. People can learn from their mistakes, and when you give them a second opportunity, you allow them to demonstrate this. I don't know that personality is actually the right word, in my opinion. I want to say personality is set in stone unless something really changes your life, like drastically. If there's something that in a life event that happened that said, whoa, you know, I can't do this anymore, or wow, I really shouldn't have did that thing. Because I think your personality is based on like your environment when you grew up. And
yeah, I think it can be genetic and hereditary and everything all rolled into one. But I do think that people could still change. I mean, if you're such and such a way and at some point in your life you feel like, hey, I don't want to be like this anymore and I don't want to do these kind of things to people and I'm going to change that, and they do change, or even rehabilitated criminal, like we were talking about crime somewhat earlier.
Right.
It's possible that people are rehabilitated. So maybe personality is not set in stone. It's hard to gauge though, because you would have to change forever, right? So how do you really know? Or if you never fall back into that, the way that you were, then I guess your personality wasn't really set in stone, but that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. Number three on the list is it's practical and saves emotional energy. You gave your mechanic the job of fixing a defective valve and now it's broken again, or something else is broken that you didn't think had anything going on with it. You could hire someone else to fix the fix, but that person will know less than the mechanic who tried to the first time. So in the same vein, your previous romantic partner may have done things that caused you to break up. But when you start with someone new, you're back to square one.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Once your anger subsides, pushing the reset button on the first partner may just give you greater insight and appreciation for that relationship. But oftentimes that reset button is very hard to find. Sometimes it's between the crotch and the belly button, and other times it's above your eyebrows.
Okay, well, I don't know where we're going here, but...
we're not going anywhere.
Okay. yeah, that's a good one. And number four, you'd like people to treat you the same way. So that's kind of that golden rule, isn't it? Treat others as you would have them treat yourself.
Of course, yeah.
Did I say it right?
Something like that, yeah.
Treat others as you would have them treat you, I guess. So turn the tables and imagine that it's you who needs a second chance. Wouldn't you feel better if you were given an opportunity to try again? I would say so.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So those are the four reasons why you should give someone a second chance. There's probably four more that we could think of on our own, but we're going to listen to a tune that got some radio play about 5-6 years ago from Shinedown. They're one of those bands that just seems to, you can tell the dude's got so much talent, but they seem to be reoccurring with the tunes that become popular. But this is one of the first ones they had. It's called Second Chance.
My eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watch the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comet. She waved.
From the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, and today's show is about new beginnings, second chances, taking control of your life, and joining me today is Kimberly Love. After hundreds of ghostwritten books and articles, she recently released her own book entitled You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine, a memoir of her life experiences. Today she's here to share more about that with us. Please welcome today's guest, Kimberly Love. Hi, Kimberly, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's get right into your book, actually. tell us a little about the story behind your book, You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine, and why you wrote it.
The reason I wrote it was just because it was something I was going through and overcame. It's a story about my journey with abuse and how I overcame it, but it's written in kind of a humorous, inspirational way. So I'm kind of helping to empower other people to get beyond their struggles.
And why did you choose that title? It's interesting.
You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine is based off of my first love, and his drink of choice was whiskey.
Okay. And how did this book change your life? And do you feel you've been given a second chance at life, or a new path, or a new outlook perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, it changed me more in the sense that when people come up to me and say that the book helped them, you know, that makes it almost as if my struggles, I was meant for something more.
And what would you say was your biggest aid in moving beyond your past? I would think it would have been very therapeutic for you as well just to have written the book that you did.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pretty strong support system that kind of helped me through things. But, I mean, yeah, most of the stories in the book came from journaling, and that's kind of how I get through things, even just emotional struggles that I have on a day-to-day basis. You know, journaling in the morning really helps me with that.
So when you say journaling, do you keep a blog as well? I mean, we'll get into, you know, some other information where our listeners can find you and stuff, but I mean, do you just do personal journal or do you blog that or?
It's mostly personal journaling. Like I'll do like, you know, goals that I'm looking towards or personal affirmations. Just a nice way of me starting off the day, you know, on a positive foot.
Sure. So Kimberly, before we move on to a couple other topics, I also wanted to ask you about putting your personal life out there in a book for the world to see. Did you have any apprehensions at first or?
I did. I did, of course. And I think anybody that does it feels the same way. But my mom is kind of from, you know, the old school days where you don't air your dirty laundry. So I think more of my fear came from what she was going to think about me being so open about my past, but she was very supportive about it. And yeah, you have fear, but you go for it anyways.
And You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine is your first book, but you're not new to writing. Tell us about your career as a writer.
For the past 15 years, I've been ghostwriting, which, you know, it's basically corporations who need content for their blogs or entrepreneurs or individuals who can't write a book will hire a ghostwriter to do that. So, I mean, I have a ton of experience as a writer. I just wanted to kind of go off on my own now.
And so when you journal and do things like that, I mean, I think it might be important to talk a little bit more about that because I think it's a great way for other people to maybe not necessarily tell their story publicly, but to do something personal like that, like you say, and it can be a great way to maybe start your day and for affirmations and things like that. How do you do that or where do you write it? Do you write with pen and paper? Do you use a tablet, laptop?
I'm a notebook girl, so I have a ton of... I've been journaling since I was a kid, so I have, like, stacks of notebooks. Like, okay. If anyone got access to those things, I don't know what they would do with them. But, yeah, I like pen and paper. I like just kind of putting my thoughts out there, you know, organically.
There's probably a whole bunch of other books in there somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It might be time to digitalize those things, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. If the house ever burnt down, I'd be in some trouble, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you can preserve them. I want to talk a little bit about your show, Crushing 40. Awesome name, by the way.
Thank you.
The name of your podcast. Tell me a little bit about the show. What type of show is it? What kind of demographic are you approaching?
Crushing 40 was offered to me almost a year ago, and it was because of my book. One kind of went into the other. It's based off of, you know, empowering others, and that's kind of what my journey is all about, is taking somebody's struggles and showing them that they can do better with their life. So you know, we talk about dating, we talk about love, we talk about careers and all that sort of thing, and I've had a ton of coaches and entrepreneurs and stuff on the show, and recently we've been even getting some celebrities on there as well, which is super fun. But I guess my demographic for the most part is females between the age of 25 and 40, and it's just people who want to move beyond the life they have, whether that means lifestyle or career or love or anything in that area.
So what's next for Kimberly Love? You mentioned pre-show that you're writing a series novel. Can we talk about that a bit?
A series, yeah. I'm releasing this fall a fantasy series, and it's based off of Angels and Demons. So I've kind of been fiddling around with fiction for quite a while, and it kind of put it off for a while. But it's ready to come out this fall, and so I'm kind of excited. And after that, I'm going to start into international speaking. So, yeah, I got a full plate coming in the next year or so.
It sure sounds like it. Fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
So where can listeners find you online? Where's the best place for them to pick up their very own copy of You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine?
The best place is online. They can either get it on my website, which is www.kimmylovewithanI.com, and Amazon, of course, has it in every country. And locally, if you happen to be in Windsor, it's in all the bookstores, so you can get it there as well.
Good stuff. And I will mention that kimmylove.com is a double M too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
We want to make sure of that. But well, it's been great having you on the show. Thanks for, you know, sharing the information about your book, what you got coming out next. It was a pleasure.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'd like to thank my guest, Kimberly Love, for joining us today. Pick up a copy of her book, You Taste Like Whiskey and Sunshine, at Amazon.ca. And visit her online at kimmylove.com. That's KIMMILove.com. And to listen to her podcast, search Crushing 40 at ImpactRadioUSA.com. As you know, You Talking to Me is part of Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, and you can subscribe to The Morning Show in iTunes or listen online at TuneIn.com. Of course, we always prefer you subscribe so that you never miss a show, and I'm sure you want to be a part of the bigger picture, joining all those already subscribed. And while You Talking to Me interviews air during The Morning Show, you can also subscribe and listen at podbean.com. For more information, just visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me.ca. Until next time, this is You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. Thanks for listening.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
And fitting in with today's show topic theme, Second Chances, Frank Sinatra, Let Me Try Again.
I know I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned and I've come back to stay. Let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all. You and I again. Just forgive me or I'll die. Please let me try again. I was such a fool to doubt you, to try to go it all alone. There's no sense to life without you. Now all I do is just exist and think about the chance I've missed. To beg is not an easy task, but pride is such a foolish mask.
me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try. Just forgive me, or I'll die. Please let me try again.
All right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo. In the morning. I was trying to think of what time of day it was.
It's always morning. It's always morning with us.
Yes, it is.
12 ways to get a second chance in life. Let's talk about those. Number one, let go of the past. 50 ways to leave your lover?
Yes.
Why didn't we have that song in the show?
Because I'm going to sing it live.
Okay. He's got his guitar and everything. Did you play it ever?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Can you send me a little something for the end of the show?
If you want, sure.
There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
Slip out the back, Jack.
And I'll do call me Al. Call me Al. I won't. Let go of the past. What's done is done. That's number one. Number two is identify the lesson. Everything is a life lesson. Everyone you meet, everything you encounter, etc. So, identify the lesson and, move on from there. Number three, lose the negative attitude. Jeez.
I think that's a big one.
No, I don't like that one at all. That's just stupid. Like, why do they have that one in there?
I got a guy who I work with. He's in my cell. And this guy he really needs to lose it bad. He's such a downer.
Oh, really?
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this show.
Well, then maybe he'll get a second chance out of it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, possibly. Well, hopefully no one in my cell listens to the show because they'll all think it's them.
they don't. Don't worry.
I'm going to worry. You'd be surprised.
I would be. Nah, I'm kidding. Everybody's listening to the show. That's all they're waiting for this week. And we've played we've rebroadcast a number of shows, so it's kind of been fun listening to some of those old shows from 2011, 2012, all old morning shows. Nostalgic, very nostalgic. Second chance, you could say.
Second chance for those shows.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wow. What I mean. That's tied right in there. Awesome.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. Okay. Number four. What is it?
Accept accountability for your current situation. It's you who got yourself here. Either you take accountability for your life or someone else will. And when they do, they'll become a slave to their ideas and dreams instead of a pioneer of your own. You are the only one who can directly control the outcome of your life. And no, it won't always be easy. Every person has a stack of obstacles in front of them. You must take accountability for your situation and overcome these obstacles. Choosing not to is giving up. And you don't want to give up, because if you give up, you won't get a second chance.
There you go. Number five, focus on the things you can change. That reminds me of that old, what's that old saying?
Treat others as you like to treat yourself. No. That one.
I forget the name. It's got a name to it. The Serenity Prayer. I can't remember it exactly.
Yeah, I know you're talking
God,
about
give
it.
Me the something or other.
To do something and the courage to do something else. Yeah, yeah.
So focus on the things that you can change and don't dwell on the things that you can't. Number six, figure out. Yeah, go ahead.
What you really want. I thought we were going to.
What you really, really want. It was almost in stereo.
What you really, 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 really want. You'll be running on a hamster wheel forever if you never decide where you want to go. And you got to figure out what you really want and not kind of be what is that? When you're wishy-washy, that's what it is. It is wishy-washy. Some of us were born to be musicians. Hey, that's me and Big JD. To communicate intricate thoughts and rousing feelings with the strings of a guitar. Some of us were born to be poets, not I. To touch people's hearts with exquisite prose. And some of us were born to be entrepreneurs. So you got to really know what you want. Don't quit just because you don't get right the first time, and don't waste your life fulfilling someone else's dreams and desires. You must follow your intuition. Everybody has intuition, and if you follow that, you'll be more on the path to not worrying about having to get a second chance.
If at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed. And number seven, eliminate the non-essential, which is a good one. You know, the things that you don't need to worry about, or the things that you don't need to dwell on, or the things that are negative in your life, get rid of them. And that kind of gives you a second chance to move on with things. Number eight, be very specific. Very, very specific.
Yes.
I want to lose 20 pounds. That's a goal. Be very specific and lose your 20 pounds. Number nine, what do you got?
Concentrate on doing instead of not doing. Don't think about eating that chocolate donut. What are you thinking about now? Eating the chocolate donut. When you concentrate on not thinking about something, you end up thinking about it. So you have to do things and not instead of not doing things. The same philosophy holds true when it comes to breaking our bad habits. By relentlessly trying to not do something, we end up thinking about it so much that we consciously provoke ourselves to cheat, to do the exact thing we are trying not to do. It's funny how our brains work that way. It's like there's many tracks of thought that you layer on top of each other when you're trying to, whatever, better yourself, lose weight, become something else that you're not. You put a thought there and you say, oh, I don't want to think about that, so I'll think about this instead. And the more you're thinking about the other thing, you're realizing why you're doing it. So concentrate on doing instead of not doing. Number 10.
Create a daily routine. By the way, these are 12 ways to get a second chance in life. So it's kind of, you know, more so to do it yourself. So create a daily routine, and that will help you keep your life on track and maybe get a second chance in your life at doing things in a more routined manner.
Now, what if you get a daily routine, and that kind of helps you out as far as straightening certain things out in your life? But what if things become too routine, and then it becomes mundane and boring?
Huh. Then you have to create another daily routine.
Okay.
You can change your routine. Okay. I don't think your routine is set in stone, but
just have one.
Yeah, and I think this kind of more relates to if your daily routine is not going so well, to change it for the better. You know what I mean? And that's a good point, though, that you bring up. It doesn't always have to stay as the routine that you make it, right? You can always create a routine and make it better and change things up to always have another chance in life, so to speak. Number 11, maintain self-control and work on it for real. So that means just kind of like stick your guns with your self-control, control yourself and the things that you do in your life. The harder you work, the luckier you will become. Stop waiting around for things to work out. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. So that's one of those things. What's that other saying? Things won't change unless you change, right? So give us number 12.
Forget about impressing people. So many people buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't even know, or some variation thereof. Don't be one of those people. It's a waste of time, and it's probably one of the reasons you need a second chance in the first place. Just keep doing what you know is right. And if it doesn't work, adjust your approach and try again. You'll get there eventually. And I think social media has a big part to play in that you're trying to be someone you're not, or even if it's just a little part of your life that you're whatever. Or trying to live vicariously through somebody else, or you're trying to pretend to be something that you're not.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned on the show that we'd talk about some second chance quotes, and we're kind of out of time, so maybe we could just do a couple quick ones here. And let me give you one here from, let's see, what do we got here? Oh, here's one. When you cannot make up your mind between two evenly balanced courses of action, choose the bolder. W.J. Slim.
Slim, I want a name like that.
You know who he was, though, right?
WJ Slim?
Yeah.
No, who is it for real?
You got me. I don't know.
Well, you're...
He's a quote giver.
Well, whatever he said, we just quoted, yes.
You got something from the quote list that you can...
A man deserves a second chance, but keep an eye on him. That was John Wayne.
Ooh. And who's John Wayne?
He's the guy who gives tattoos in Bell River.
What? Is there a guy named John Wayne that gives tattoos in Bell River?
He's world renowned.
Yeah,
he's,
he just got a plug on the show. He must be.
I don't think he needs a plug. But nope. Anyway.
Okay.
No, he's it takes a long time to see him, like over a year.
Really?
Yeah, he's that wow. He's that good and that well known.
Well, that's a pretty good thing to be that good around this area, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cool for him.
But no, I don't know. None of these stick out to me. They're just,
Oh yeah. We've heard enough of them, I think. But anyway, we're out of time, the show this week. And, what do we have for the fine folks next week? I'm thinking people sizes.
People sizes?
Yeah. You know, like, Amazonians and, little people and, Siamese twins and... What do you think
people
of that?
Sizes. That's an interesting topic. Did you think of that before? Did that just pop in your
head? It came up at some point in the show and I kind of cut you off. And then I remember I said, oh, just keep going. And then I forgot what it was. And now I remembered again.
All right. People sizes it is.
How'd you even say that? People sizes it is. Say that five times in a row.
Swallow your pride occasionally. It's not fattening.
There you go. We'll leave you with that. Who was it?
Frank Tiger.
Oh, I love that guy. He's the golfer, isn't it? Oh, that's Woods.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're out of here. That's all we have time for on the show today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the You Talking to Me interview today with Kimberly Love. And hey, stick around for Lippo's post-show entertainment, his acoustic rendition of 50 Ways. And we'll see everybody next week for the People Sizes show.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
Is that where you want to stop it? I thought that was a...
Oh, no, not yet. Keep going.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
Inside your head, she said to me, the answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you with your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. For the more I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. I repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just live out the back.